Proponents of a microbead ban argue it is particularly important to the capital region. The tiny plastic beads are too fine to be caught in wastewater treatment plants. The beads are used as scrubbing agents. They are not biodegradable, and billions find their way into the Hudson River and other waterways. Scientists say they're appearing inside fish caught for human consumption. The microbeads are also said to attract and absorb persistent organic pollutants such as PCBs, recognized as a public health threat and already present in the Hudson River. A report issued in April by the New York Attorney General's office found that microbeads were present in 74% of water samples taken from 34 municipal and private treatment plants across the state. It is estimated that up to 19 tons of plastic microbeads enter the state's waters. Sema Anjem, Environmental Health Director at Environmental Advocates of New York, says activists are hoping for fast-track passage of Local Law L.
Unfortunately, we haven't seen any action on the statewide level. We haven't seen any action on the federal level. So we're particularly pleased that that Albany County Legislator Brian Clenahan has introduced the bill, and we're really pleased especially to see the support for the bill.
Here's Albany County Legislator Chris Higgins.
You know, right now in the Capital Region, we are in the final stages of one of the biggest environmental cleanups that this nation has ever seen, with GE dredging the Hudson River. Now, I don't necessarily want to equate PCBs and those contaminants with what microbeads necessarily are, but make no mistake about it, microbeads pose a real and dangerous threat to our water supplies, our fish, and animal wildlife. Now, I understand there's been a bill pending at the state level for some time, and unfortunately, like this county legislature recently did with the ban of the sale of toxic chemicals and toys, I think it's become necessary that we take the lead to protect the citizens here in our county. Hopefully, that voice, through the passage of this law, will be echoed and heard at the state level so that these dangerous substances can actually be addressed through a ban at the state level.
The Microbead Free Waters Act died in the Senate, despite bipartisan support. New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has been leading the call for a national microbead ban.
The evidence is clear. If left unstopped, microbeads have the potential to cause significant ecological damage across our state. We have to remove microbeads from personal care products.
Microbead legislation is popping up in roughly two dozen states, including Maine and Vermont. In January, Vermont's 140 state representatives unanimously passed a bill banning the sale of microbeads in the state by 2018. There's more information at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.